This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
FUBAR Radio and UN Women UK present a live 24-hour radio show.
24 hours.
Would you sit down and scratching and give me a beat? Ouch! Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on. That's good. Now the tambourine, right now.
Yeah. To support the He For She campaign, aiming to change the reality for women and girls globally, text UNWN followed by the amount you want to donate to 70070.
And that was All of This and More by Good Witch. And on the phone lines right now, we've got Matt O'Kine. Matt, hello.
Hey, Rachel, how are you? Congratulations.
Thank you very much. How are you today?
I'm good. It's 9:30 a.m. here in Adelaide, part of the Adelaide Fringe Festival. So, I'm not going to lie, I went out a little bit too much last night. I'm feeling a bit rough, but it's the sun is shining and everything's pretty fabulous, really.
I think that's an amazing, positive answer. This is what we want. I just want to let people know that obviously this is our 24-hour live marathon show, all for UN Women UK to support the He For She campaign. Now, we would like your money. We would like you to donate to text UNWN, followed by the amount you want to donate to 70070. And also, I'd like to thank the depot for our food. You guys gave us some amazing pizzas, so thank you so much. It was very needed. And also thank you to Punk IPA for the beers that we are all enjoying.
Lovely beers.
We've still got Patrick and Jack with us as well.
Hello.
Looking after me. But Matt, just going to come back to you. So tell us, you said there that you're over there. It's 9:30 in the morning, is that right?
It is indeed. And like, look, International Women's Day was 2 days ago. We're still a little bit ahead of you time-wise. So it was amazing. How amazing was International Women's Day? I feel like that day is blowing up like something crazy. You know, every day it seems to get bigger and bigger, and I'm always so impressed with people's involvement online and dedication to the women in their lives and the support that people are showing. And, you know, it all couples into what you guys are doing as well. I was recently in Papua New Guinea, with a not-for-profit organization over there, and we met an incredible lady who's running an organization to do everything that she can to prevent domestic violence that's happening within communities in Papua New Guinea. And it was amazing what this lady was doing, like going around to communities and you know, we were using like small drama performances to sort of show the kids how not to behave and how, you know, to treat each other and you know, to also educate the older men about you know, the terrible things behind domestic violence. And it was just such an impressive thing to see, even in like these communities where literally one car would drive past a day, or that there would you know, that there's still a really difficult access to drinking water and you know, toilets and showers and stuff, but that this lady spends all of her days driving hours out to these places, making sure that the message is being sent that, you know, domestic violence is no good. And I don't know, it was really inspiring to see that.
That's so incredible. It really is. And, you know, the He for She campaign, it's something I feel very passionate about, the fact that, you know, men and women, we do need to stand together. It's all about gender equality. How important do you think a show like this, us just talking about this, how important do you think just talking about these issues, how important is it?
Look, you know, there was a couple of years ago in Australia, we had a big music awards show called the Arias, and I won an award, Clang, which was for the best comedy show. Look, trust me, Google it if you want. But anyway, I noticed something that I didn't love about the awards ceremony at that time, and that was that there was a really big outweighing of male performers on the night compared to women. And this is something that really seems to be a big imbalance in the music community. Now, I called them out on it there and then. Mm. Whether that was, you know, whether I necessarily understood the whole process that they've gone to try and book all the acts and all that sort of stuff, I'm still, you know, unsure of. But it set in place, I guess, a motion for, at the very least, me to really look at the areas in my life that I can make sure that I correct the imbalance. So every opportunity I can, it's just about making a decision that I can to contribute less to a problem that I'm finding, you know, more and more prominent in the world. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah, you're like, does that make sense? Totally. And it's so, I know, it's so refreshing to hear you say that, but to hear a man say that. And it's great. That's why I love the fact that we've got men and women on this show talking very openly about these issues.
You know what, when we were working on the radio, we had secret quotas, and I hate the idea of quotas. Like, I just hate the idea of being forced to do stuff, because we didn't want to tell the public about it, because if you don't tell the public about it, they're not gonna realize. So if you set your own personal quotas and you can say, okay, we're going to make sure that every single time, you know, that we are going to have parity with interviewing our artists. So instead of your regular, you know, interviewing 70% male artists and 30% women artists, which is generally what happens, you know, we made sure that we were always interviewing and giving airtime to both voices equally as in every situation we could. And we met that, and we were really proud of that. But the fact of the matter is, we never told anyone until now. This is 2 years ago. But we never told anyone. And lo and behold, the public doesn't care. You know what I mean? They want to... They don't notice, but they still enjoy it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Look, Matt, we're going to have to say our farewells. But actually, before I do, I'm asking everyone about inspirational women. Could you tell me who your inspirational woman or women are, please?
Without a shadow of a doubt, my sister is just the most amazing person in my life. Taught me so much at a young age. My mum died when I was 12, and my sister, I guess, took over that role. She's 7 years older than me. She's currently working for a film studio over in London, actually. And she inspired me to get into the, you know, entertainment business, to start, you know, chasing my dreams in terms of producing my own TV shows and stuff. And so, yeah, and she introduced me to all of the women who produced my show, which has just been released in Australia, which is called The Other Guy, and it's produced by Aquarius Films, which is a team of three amazing women who were also behind the movie Lion, which you may have heard about.
Yeah, amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, they're just the best, and I'm so proud. I'm so proud of everything my sister does, and also, you know, all the producers that have worked on my show. I couldn't have done anything without them. So, yeah, I love them all.
I think that's incredible. I think your sister will be very proud of you, Matt. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, this morning for you, but this evening for us.
I know. You guys just said, oh, we're thanks to so-and-so for the beers. I was like, I want a beer.
The good man. I want a beer. It's 9:30 in the morning.
It's 9:30 a.m. It's beer time, God damn it.
Saturday morning.
I think we should join Matt all the time because you sound brilliant.
Well, I'll tell you my hotel room if you can make it over to Adelaide in the, you know, for the after party.
Careful, man.
We're on our way. Matt, thank you so much for talking to us. Have a wonderful, wonderful morning, and go get yourself a beer. Thank you, Matt.
All right. Thanks, Rachel.
Bye. Now, we are going to go straight to the phone lines to talk to artist Courtney Blazon. Courtney, hello.
Hi.
How are you? Hi,
very, very good. How are you today?
Good. I'm good.
Wonderful. It's wonderful to have you part of our show, our 24-hour marathon for UN Women UK to support the He For She campaign. Courtney, I've also got in the studio Patrick and Jack.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
Hello. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Where are you, Courtney?
Good. I live in Missoula, Montana, in the United States.
Oh, wow.
Missoula, Montana.
Is that what they call big sky country?
That's right, and it's absolutely accurate. It's definitely a big sky.
Is it? It's a wide open space. And what time is it where you are?
It is 4:13 p.m., so it's the afternoon.
Okay, lovely. Absolutely fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how was your International Women's Day?
It's very good. I feel connected with my fellow women.
Oh, this is fantastic. Well, and us as well, hopefully, as well.
Yeah.
Nah.
We're here too. We're taking
What hour are you on of recording this?
Oh, I can work this out. So we started at 5. Hang on, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have to count on my fingers still.
7?
6 hours. No, yeah, 6.
We're in the 7th hour.
We're in the 7th hour. I'm doing...
Wow,
we should say Rachel is.
Well.
We've been here for about half an hour.
Yeah.
We've done nothing.
You guys jumping on my coattail.
I'll take credit.
We're very much in the ally situation here.
Yeah, I'm doing the full 24 hours. It's going to be...
Wow.
I was going to say it's going to be emotional. It's going to be...
It already is emotional.
It already is.
I'm feeling all the emotions.
You're getting it all. Courtney, this is obviously for the He For She campaign, men and women working together, gender equality. How important is it for men and women to work together to raise awareness?
I think it's incredibly important, and also I think it's probably really important that I have no idea. It just is. It's very important. I spend a lot of time alone working in my studio, so sometimes I forget about things like gender equality until then I bring my artwork out into the world and I think, oh, this is an interesting experience. When I'm alone, I don't think about it at all, honestly.
You don't have to deal with that.
Right, I don't have to deal with it when I'm alone, which maybe is part of the reason I like to be alone quite a bit.
I can understand that, definitely.
Yeah.
Wanting to
yeah.
escape. Yeah. Does it influence the kind of art that you do in any kind of way?
I believe so. My artwork is very much about sort of interior things, and I do a lot of work about historical events and things like that. And I guess they do reflect on the current state of the world, but not in a completely direct way. It's a bit escapist. I think everything I do is a bit of an escape.
I do believe that.
And last but not least, inspirational women. What female inspires you?
Well, I was told that I would be asked this question, and the first person I thought of was there's a surrealist painter named Dorothea Tanning who worked 70 plus years, and she's an American painter, and she was such an iconoclast, and she was painting in the 30s and 40s and 50s when most women weren't able to carve out careers for themselves. And she was married to a very famous artist, Max Ernst, and he never overshadowed her, and I really appreciated that. And then in her 70s, she became a poet just because she was tired of writing. I just love the idea of somebody transforming their lives at that age. And she lived to be 100, and I think part of it is because she was creating all the time, and she had so much to say. And I think she is such a model for, just that creation and being a creative human being can really propel you forward. And I think she's done a lot for women and shown men that they are strong men, that they can be with strong women and they can have a balance, a great equal balance.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah, exactly. Courtney, thank you so, so much for joining
you're
us.
You're welcome.
Really you're welcome. It. Have thank a wonderful you. Day, Courtney. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Courtney.
Yep, yeah, bye.
Great.
She was so happy. She's I liked Courtney.
Amazing.
She sounded fun.
I want to go to Big Sky Country.
Someone who spends all their time on their own, she sounded over... Well, maybe that was why.
Yeah. I can talk to someone. Yeah. Oh, my God, this is amazing. We're going to leave you for a few minutes. We're going to give you Velvet Heart by Rothwell. Enjoy. Fall into lust, but you grow into love. See with your gut, but you reap with your mind. Don't get me wrong, he's a nice looking boy. But you don't know his mom, does he treat her right? You've only known him for like a weekend, but you falling head first. What's worse, you calling, but you won't listen to my warning before you're in too deep. Tell me where you're going with your velvet heart. But I don't have faith. I'm clinging to the edge, happens every time. Waiting for the knock at 3 a.m. You put it in a box, move back to mine. You've only known him for like a weekend, but you're falling head first. You're in too deep. Tell me where you're going.
running before you're in too deep. Tell me where you're going with your velvet heart.
Was Velvet Heart by Rothwell. Welcome back. This is FUBAR Radio. We would like you to donate. You're probably thinking, what am I going to donate for? Ask questions later. If you could text UNWN followed by the amount you want to donate to 70070, that'd be fantastic. And we have some fantastic additions, guests in the studio. I'm going to start off with, we've got Ariel Free. Hello.
Ariel.
So lovely to meet
How
you.
How are you doing?
I'm really
sorry
good.
To correct you, it's only because it always happens.
Everyone,
isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Don't worry.
I was sitting to girls earlier, so I met Amanda and everything, and then changed me. I was like, like the song.
Oh, yes.
Ariel. Because Ariel's basically the male version of my name. So
we don't want that.
Yeah.
No one wants that. We've then got Earth Upon. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Left back for Spurs lady.
That's right.
I'm very, very excited. Everyone that kind of hears me anyway knows I'm a big Spurs fan, and it's brilliant to have you here. I've got so much to ask you.
Come
on, you Spurs.
Boo Spurs. Spurs.
And then we've got wonderful Amanda Starr, the energy is brilliant.
Do you know what? You're doing an amazing job. I thought I'd say that to you, Rachel.
Let's see what happens over the next
hour. I've actually got a present for you. Because I thought, like, what, you're like 6 hours into it now? Is that right? Not to remind you. So I was like, okay, that's like quite a nice time because it's Friday night. So I brought a bag. In the bag is a bottle of wine, but I know a lot of people don't drink anymore. So if you don't drink, there's a can of elderflower for you just in case.
Oh my God!
How good is elderflower? Let's just like that needs some airtime as well. The appreciation of elderflower. But also, there's a wee cream in there. Don't know for what it does. It's called Leg Lift, and I thought maybe it's 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Oh, babe, I need all the help I can.
Yeah.
So, that's so amazing.
Report back. But I mean, there's a bottle of wine all just for
I've
you.
Got
you
a
can
squirt
that,
and
then you can chase it with the elderflower.
I'm a happy girl, as you all were.
I feel really happy. I feel useless. I didn't bring anything.
Yeah, same here. I'm just so sorry.
I mean, Rachel can share it around if she wants to.
Sharing is caring.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you know, you'll probably need it when you come 10 o'clock tomorrow night. I know, 5 o'clock tomorrow night.
It's 5 o'clock. Yeah. As someone earlier asked me, also, you know, what time do you finish? Probably thinking it was in a couple of hours. It's like 5 o'clock tomorrow. They were like, you've got a whole day still to go.
It's only just begun.
Did you sleep today?
I woke up at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh my goodness.
What?
Oh.
Oh,
wow.
But I'll be fine.
I'll do it.
Some club classics, you'll be fine.
Yeah. That's all you need. Now, Ariel, I'll chat to you first of all, because I know you want to talk about sexism, first of all, in the industry. But
yes.
I love as well that you're a champion for female representation on lineups at festivals,
yes,
gigs and club nights. And you're also a champion of higher female representation on radio.
Yes.
Why are you so passionate, first of all, for our rights?
So I've basically been doing festivals for about 6-7 years. I host stages for them, I DJ for them, and what I've always found quite striking is that the go-to person is a male DJ, and that's great because there's incredible male DJs out there. Like they led the way. But I did a thing yesterday. I mean, I was trying to put a female playlist together for house and dance music that was completely produced and created by women. No one could give me a track. They had Donna Summer, I Feel Love, which was like way back. We had Roisin Murphy with Maloko, a couple of tracks from her, Little Boots, And I mean, very, very few tracks, which I found was really interesting because in dance tracks, it's always female vocalists.
Yeah.
It's the female vocals that lead the track. Yeah, that's what makes it so massive. The gospel tracks, like everything, all those vocals are like
so true,
incredible and iconic and classic, but yet they're produced and created by men. And then there's been a lot of talk this year. So online, actually, it was Lily Allen that pointed it out. Wireless Festival, 3-day festival, has over 300 acts, and there was three women on the bill. Yeah. Now, I do know the backstory to this, because I was chatting to a fellow like person within the music world and actually someone who books for Wireless, and I was like, come on, why has that happened? Like, someone must have noticed that.
Yeah.
One female a day, it was basically. I think there was Mabel.
It's Mabel, Cardi B.
Yeah.
And Lisa Mercedes.
Yeah, one a day.
Shocking.
But what they did say that they offered the contract to a lot of women, but a lot of women turned it down. Why? Okay.
But yeah, because Ray Black tweeted, because there was a lot of people that was tweeting saying, oh my gosh, there's no, you know, like the female representation in the lineup is not there. And I think a lot of people were just like, wow, like this person should have been there. This person should have been there. And Ray Black did tweet that she was offered it, but she turned it down.
Yeah, well, the thing is, and actually the creator of Lovebox said, these days you have to go in with a festival exclusive deal to get that person. Mm-hmm. So many people were after Solange this year and Latitude got her. So many people were after Ray Black and Mabel. Mabel's huge. But in the year where like female hip hop is like at the forefront of music, it's topping the charts
backwards.
Like, not, and it just seems ridiculous that Wireless Festival, which you know is the main kind of like flying the flag for hip hop, grime, soul, R&B, only has three women. But they did say they asked more women to be booked on it. It's still not enough though.
No,
I know that when I went to see Wireless, two of the people that I saw the whole day, Salt and Pepper, hello, my absolute highlight of the day.
Oh, amazing.
And I wasn't there for Salt and Pepper. I just stumbled upon them in a day and I was like, yes.
Oh yes.
But it just needs to happen. Like Hanny Mack, I just love her. Yeah. Like honestly, I would kiss her feet if I ever meet her, because
well, we've got a surprise.
Well, that'd be good.
But her Lost and Found Festival Malta almost has a 50-50 lineup, and she has some incredible days. You've got the Black Madonna, you've got Peggy Goo, who's huge at the moment, you've got Steph London performing, you've got all these incredible female artists. I'm not saying there isn't a place for men, but we just, come on.
Yes,
we can be better about it. Best of all, Rob DeBank, he made two of his headlines. He actually like knowingly went out, and I don't know what I feel about quotas and certain things taking place there. But he was like, no, do you know what, I want two female led headliners because I've never had that before. So he's got MIA headlining on the Sunday, and he's got London Grammar, who's fronted by women on Saturday night, and he's got Grace Jones, Chaka Khan, all these women on their bill alongside E17 doing the Christmas party. So there you go.
That sounds insane. That sounds incredible.
Christmas party in August.
Oh,
on a port stage.
Amazing.
About
that? It's a little bit amazing.
But it can be done. They've already provided the proof. So people just need to be a bit more conscious about it. I don't want to go to a festival and see 50 million bands of just like men with really crap hair and skinny jeans, although I'm massively into indie bands.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Here we are.
Sorry.
I've got through the dates to say about this.
So you said you weren't sure about quotas?
Well, I don't think I should just get a job for being a woman. No. I think I should just get a job for being effing great.
Yes,
I completely agree, but some people are stupid and some people aren't.
People need to be told.
They need to be told.
I think people need to be conscious.
Yeah.
I don't think they need to be given a list to say, you must fulfil this.
No.
I think they just need to be told, you are a booker for a festival headline. Yeah, okay, you've got 3 days. How many women are you going to have on the bill? Give them the option, make them conscious.
Yes.
If they choose
start
to only put three women over a weekend, then fine. Mm-hmm. But I just think there's room for all of us here.
That's not fine, though, is it?
Well, no, it's not fine. No. It's not fine.
I just
think there needs to be representation. One of the most incredible moments last year at Glastonbury was Ollie Alexander, the singer of Years and Years.
Oh, yeah.
And he did this incredible speech just about celebrating the fact he was like, I am queer. I am queer and I've been fearful my whole life. And he's like, and I'm standing on the pyramid stage at Glastonbury, and I never thought as a young gay man that this would ever happen. And it's given me goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah.
And it was just like, wow, you never thought that. Like, how many gay men have actually been on the pyramid stage and performed in the pyramid stage? Like, there needs to be a conscious, like a consciousness of it.
And do you think that time is changing? Do you think we are seeing a change?
I think certain people are aware of it. You've got a festival bookers who are just going to do their one thing and whatever, and that's fine, and they don't like. I mean, the amount of times I DJ, I'm like, you're a girl that DJs.
Such a novelty. Look at you over there.
And they're like, can you play some Justin Bieber? And I'm like, nah.
Yeah. It's the same in everything. Nothing. You hear about so many female comedians who people come up to them after gigs and they're like, oh, I never find women funny, but you're actually really funny.
Oh, everything. That's so offensive.
Literally, and it's like, but I mean, it's like, I agree that we shouldn't have to have quotas, but there are so many dinosaurs in every single industry who just will not.
True. It's true.
Even if we talk about it, they won't listen. So I think, I don't know.
That's
so
very much the case in the radio
world. I wish it
wasn't
necessary, but I don't know.
There's a lot of that in the radio world. A lot of old men.
Crusty.
Who need to just move on and live with the fact that women have a voice.
Yeah. And we're here to stay. Yeah.
Which is why I think there's been such a rise in independent radio, because independent radio loves celebrating all walks of life. And it's really funny to see the huge commercial stations really quiver.
I love quavers though.
I love quavers on the radio. But why they're shivering, because they're suddenly like, wait a minute, we're losing our numbers to this like independent station that's like coming out of a studio in Camden or in Bethnal Green or in Northampton. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
The stupid thing is that what they don't realise is like people are bored of hearing the same old voices. It's like we've had white men doing stuff for years. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, Black Panther has just come out. It shows how ready people are to see stuff which is like
so
not
ready.
The
More
same thing
ready.
That they've been seeing over and over again. Yeah, it's so like, it's not even, it's, and like you say, they are going to lose out monetarily because there's a market for new voices.
I agree.
People want to see it.
How many Scottish people do you hear on the radio other than those who do the news or like the serious things? Because basically, apparently it was like voted years ago that the Scottish accent is the coldest accent in the UK.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything in the green room, but the Scottish accent, I just can't get over Trevor killing Little Mo and EastEnders. That is what it is. I just can't get over it.
People look at me and they're waiting for me to bring out that iron from my bag. I love that. Do you know what I mean? They don't understand why I don't sound like Sean Connery. No, Trevor Little Mo can't get past it. It's just not happening. So yeah, now radio, a lot of radio stations make a conscious effort not to put on Scottish people unless they're reading the news.
I didn't realise that. Do you know what, it's now that you say it, what about Edith Bowman? Well, Edith Bowman, she's the one. Yeah, one point. She's the only one. No, but she's a hero though. She's got a lovely Scottish accent. She's got a lovely Scottish accent. Mine's really harsh. I'm from the other side. She's lovely. I've not given anyone else like a word in edgeways. Oh no, no, we're keeping you guys for longer. We've got wine. How are you doing the table?
We are mid-table.
Okay.
It's our first season in the Super League, so we've been promoted from the Premier League last season. So it's an experience for all of our younger players. Unfortunately, I'm a bit of a dinosaur, so I've kind of been around the blocks a bit, but it's definitely helped with development, especially with our younger kids coming through from our development team as well. So it can only be positive, and the men are doing fantastically well. I don't know, there's another team, a red team that I think Amanda's...
Yes, support. No, I'm proud.
Wait, we've got a cooler. Venga out. Venga is definitely out. Yeah, but you're not doing very well, are you?
I know, it's bad, but AC Milan.
Participate. It's fine, just support Everton.
And going to the break.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm sorry, I don't feel like I've even let you have a breath.
No, it's been amazing. And thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for my present.
I'm really touched. I'm going to like start listening. I'm going to be honest. I'm probably going to go back and listen to you for a couple of hours. I need to have a wee kick because I'm working early tomorrow. But at 7 a.m. I'm going to listen to you on my way into work. And I want to see if you're sozzled on the Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, it'll be down. Trust me, it'll be down. Ariel, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone else, we're just going to listen to Britney Spears' Toxic. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. No escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're
FUBAR Radio and UN Women UK present a live 24-hour radio show.
24 hours.
This is a fundraising event with all proceeds going to the UN Women National Committee UK to change the reality for women and girls globally.
Yeah, welcome back. This is FUBAR Radio. We've got some new guests, new additions into the studio. Do you know what? This is what I wanted, some whooping. I wanted some whooping. Let's welcome the studio. We've got Corin the Last Skeptic and we've got Basma Khalifa. Welcome. Lovely to have you on board.
Thanks.
I make it sound like you're in for the long haul. You're lock the doors. No one's leaving.
No one's leaving.
I'm only a little bit joking. Not much. So I want to chat to everyone a little bit more. First of all, Earth Upon left back for Spurs Lady. I'm very excited you're here purely because of Spurs and just because it's you. But also, a female in football.
Yes.
What challenges have you come across? Where do we begin?
The stupid ones or the ones that are actually practical? Things like, do you play on the same size pitch? Do you have the same amount of players as the men? Do you have smaller goals?
No.
Five-a-side goals on an 11-a-side pitch? Stuff like that. Yeah, I know, gobsmacked.
I am shocked.
Literally.
I thought it was going to be on a whole, like, deeper level, but that as well. That's
stupid.
Are these questions off from men or are they from women as well?
Mainly from men, okay. But the women, I think, when they just try and get involved in the conversation, but they don't really know. They just want to tag on, yeah. They know, but they don't really know.
What's the idea behind that? Well, why would you have smaller girls?
And because we're women and it's harder.
We're delicate.
And men are tough.
But that would make it harder, wouldn't it? I don't know. Yeah, that seems counterintuitive.
It
doesn't even make logical sense.
No, because obviously if men, maybe, I don't know, men dive further across and women might just want to step to the side and not break a nail.
Yeah, don't want to break a nail.
Sexism doesn't make logical sense.
No.
It really doesn't.
All the isms.
And you also run Girls Aloud Clubs.
I do. So I'm an assistant vice principal in a secondary school. So wow. I've come straight from the school shift. And one of the clubs that I run is Girls Aloud, which is a multi-sports club for our, especially where I come from, we have a diverse community. So a lot of Muslim girls. Mm. So they don't really get to take their hijabs off and show their arms. So it's a club for girls, run by girls, which allows them to be bloggers, DJs, get their, not kit off, but get their hijabs off and stuff and just kind of free themselves up and just show their different characteristics, because normally in a school environment they can't really take their hijabs off just in case a boy comes into the sports hall or something. But when it's just girls, we kind of just lock them out and just do
our
own
thing. That's amazing.
It is. It's great to see them. They almost blossom in a sense. Like you think, oh, you've got red hair under that. I didn't know where did that come from. And just kind of, you just see the kind of characteristics starting to come through and their kind of personality a bit more, as well as obviously their academic stuff. So, yeah, it's amazing.
So rewarding as well. So rewarding.
Teaching is rewarding. It is really hard, and I'd say you have to love it to do it, because there's not much perks. I left work at what time? 8:30 tonight, and I've been there since 6:30 this morning. So
wow, thank you so much for coming
on. It's fine. Yeah. It's a priority. Women, we run the world. We can do whatever we want to do.
We're in it
for the long run. We're not here for the short haul. So
I agree completely.
Yeah, if it's important, you make it happen. You don't make excuses. So
true.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Such
for
a teacher's
that.
Voice, isn't it? For
I'm gonna lie.
Yeah, don't tell me. Show me.
Take it over. Don't tell me. Show
that,
me.
That's my strap line. Don't tell me. Show me.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what I want to try and do. I want to do that. Amanda.
I was going to say as well, Eartha does a lot with Grimfell as well.
Yes, amazing. I've got here you help raise £100,000 for Grenfell survivors.
Wow.
My brother, Tim Downey, he was there at like 1 in the morning, and so he's been an avid supporter of Grenfell as well, and it's horrendous what is still going on.
Yeah, well, again, it's unfathomable in the fact that we've still got 4 out of 5...
Yep.
Survivors in hotel or
temporary
accommodation. The list can go on. We could be here partial 24-hour show, so I don't really want to get into the kind of politics of things. But what's really important is we keep the survivors, the community at the forefront, and we just do what we can do to support them through this difficult time. And it's not just about the weeks and months. It's going to be decades, yeah, and long after we go, it's about that legacy and just remembering those people who unfortunately lost their lives and making, yeah, sure that their legacy lives on and that we change the current situation, not just obviously in London and where Grenfell happened, but just socially making it a better place. So we've got a lot of work to do, and if you want to follow me on the old train, we've got some spare chairs. So yeah, Grenfell, 14th of June, and we remember them every single year, but yeah, we do what we can in the community.
That is amazing. When was it?
Yeah, it's sort of, yeah, in 12 weeks time, yeah, it's going to be a year.
That is crazy.
Yeah, a year already.
I can't believe that. Mm. I really, really can't. And I think we all remember probably where we were when we saw it on the news, yeah, or when we had the phone call when it happened. That's madness. Amanda.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for coming on. A presenter. Let's talk about, I've been asking a lot of people about sexism in their industry. Have you come across sexism? How much sexism, if you have?
Do you know what? To be fair, I haven't. And I just try not to look at it like that. I mean, you know, like Ariel.
Yeah, that's it.
Tell him that we're going to remember. It has to be one of the three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when she was talking about, you know, the wireless lineup, I know that's been like a really big topic, I guess,
yeah,
in terms of the lack of females on there. Also, like with award shows as well. Because I know, you know, like the Rated Awards, I usually do the voiceovers for them. But last year, they had only like three females and they had probably about 12 categories. And it's, I see it like that. But in terms of like presenting or even if it's doing voiceovers or coordinating events or anything like that, I don't see it. And
that's,
I'm not going to lie.
No, it's good. I think with presenting, like I said, I've only come across it because I do a lot of sport. Mm-hmm. Motorsport is horrendous. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that has happened to me in motorsport, and I know I didn't report it at the time because there are very, very big names in F1, and I would have lost my job. And that's, whereas now, if it happened, I would definitely do it. But yeah, it's, do you know what? By the time I finish, I'm going to be naming them all. I literally. I love that you're a fashion and cultural presenter. But love it says here.
I love that title. What is a cultural presenter?
I know, right?
I freaking love them.
You're just like, I am. Yeah. I'm all about the culture.
No, it was literally because I was on BBC News once and I was commentating on Prince Harry and Meghan coming in and they were like, what do you want to be called? And I was like, technically I'm a presenter and a fashion stylist. And they were like, and then the tag came up and I remember all my friends texting me being like, hey, so do you report on culture? You're a culture commentator? I was like, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Apparently it's a thing.
Let's be honest, well, if influencer is a thing, then I think a cultural centrist thing. You also regularly contribute to discussion panels on the representation of women and ethnic minorities.
Yeah, I do. I think for me, because I'm from East Africa and because also I didn't grow up in London, like my accent is Irish and then I went to uni in Glasgow, a huge part of my identity is always navigating between these different places. And also I'm Sudanese but I don't look Sudanese, so everyone's always like, oh, are you Mauritian, are you Somalian, are you Eritrean, are you Ethiopian? And it's always navigating that identity issue that I always had as a young child at high school, university. And I think now we don't really tackle that for young girls. We always kind of go straight to gender or we go to male and female. But actually, I didn't have a gender issue. I didn't have a male or female issue, but I always had an identity issue of just what kind of woman am I or what kind of female am I and where do I place myself? And I always think I wish when I was younger I had the support of sort of being able to understand who I am and recognize that I don't have to be pigeonholed into being Sudanese or being Irish or being a stylist or being whatever it is. I just really care about helping young girls figure out who you are and figure out what your authentic voice is in that, and don't be scared of using your authentic voice in it.
And how can we reach out to younger girls to
what I'm currently doing is I'm obviously doing a lot of panels and things like that, but I'm hoping to do a few workshop things, and I'm actually in talks about doing a few documentaries. And I also think with doing documentaries, it's by not making them as intense as political issues, whether it's like Brexit things or like everything's so heavy that I think, not that you have to dumb it down for younger people, but I think you almost have to make it a bit more relatable and make it, you know, so people can
understand it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of we'd be surprised that a lot of our documentaries that we watch, whether it's online on Netflix or we watch on TV, they are heavy, so they're always for 26 and over. And we've missed a whole generation gap of people who don't understand what's going on in the world and aren't taught about what's going on in the world.
So quickly to jump in, do you think there's like a key age group or age range where we have to catch them in order for it to have the best impact?
Yeah, well, it's kind of actually probably your age range. I think probably those girls at high school.
35
I think,
or? Oh, you mean. Oh, okay.
Sorry. 21. Sorry. Your age. 21. Kids.
Square root.
No, I think probably for me, I guess it was from 12, 13. Actually, hitting puberty. I think once you hit puberty, you hit that line of like, okay. Wait, I'm becoming a woman, but what kind of woman am I becoming? And you hit puberty for men and for women.
Well, I hit puberty very late.
Any day now.
I'm 30 next month.
But you hit it, and then I think for most people, you hit it at quite a young age, and you become an adult quicker than you know how to be an adult.
So
I think we're missing that kind of age group that we're not teaching them to not have these issues when they're older, I guess.
I think that's incredible. And Corin, the last skeptic.
Yo, yo, yo.
I am here.
I've definitely only had a few drinks, so I'm good.
Oh, good man. Thank you for coming on the show today.
It's my pleasure. I'm here showing support, repping.
Oh, it's cool, dude.
Cool. He's also only had 5 hours sleep.
So why have you only had 5 hours sleep?
I went out last night, of course, and just had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And then my mum came around this morning at 10 a.m. Yeah, because apparently I did.
Mother
I got
skeptic.
Up. Yeah, I know. And like, it's because, you know, apparently I'm going to be an uncle today. Well, it's due. The due date's today. So, but it's not yet. We have, you know, no news yet. So we're waiting
so
on
we
the news.
Can't wet the baby's head yet.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm excited. So
drinking for the hospital.
You know, I'm just going to continue drinking throughout the weekend until I become an uncle, and until that niece or nephew wears the Arsenal onesie that I bought. Them.
I was going to say you
That's it. Here we go.
So I should press mute.
You should press 111.
He's gone. Yeah. Tell us about your podcast. Thanks for trying.
Yeah, so I started a podcast a couple of years ago, and I get to guests from the world of entertainment to basically come. It used to be sat in my front room with a bunch of my mates as the audience, and we would record it and just get absolutely wasted and chat shit for, like, you know, 2 hours, and I'd edit it down.
It's
and
brilliant.
I've been lucky enough to have such wonderful guests like the cast of Corrupt FM, Catherine Ryan, Ed Skrine, star of Deadpool. You know, I've just had all these amazing people that just come to my front room and we just get wasted.
That's
and
so surreal.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's great. And it's nice for me because I've always loved to do the presenting, talking to people thing, but being a producer and a DJ is quite expected that you just have to take the back, you know, of things, and so I get to be a little bit of the Frank Sinatra that I want to be doing the podcast.
So cool. I could be the Frank Sinatra. And if people have just by the way tuned in, they're thinking, what's going on? There's a radio show to midnight, Fuba. We are doing again, I love saying wigs, it does sound like everyone is in this with me.
We're in it.
We're all in this together.
Come on.
Love you.
Acapella.
Let's do it. We are here. We're doing a live 24-hour radio show, all for the He For She campaign. We want your money. So do text UNWN, followed by the amount you would like to donate, s'il vous plaît, to 7007. I am enjoying that we've got the comedians Jack and Patrick in the corner. You're just loving it, aren't you, you two? You're literally just like taking it all in.
I'm just enjoying being here. Just cool people.
Yeah, lovely.
I only hang out with comedians all the time, and they're miserable bastards. You guys are a ray of sunshine. This is great.
I'm enjoying this. We're all rays of sunshine.
He's in the high school.
Oh, and I think I might have said the number wrong. It's text UNWN followed by the amount you want to donate to 70070. 70070.
770.
That's even better. 770.
Yeah.
Let's go for 770.
Wait, something's happening.
Oh, shall I rap?
Yeah, go.
Oh, no, shall I? I've got a rap. He for she. Text UNWN. Followed by the amount you want to spend. $770.
That is awesome.
And that's rap.
That's rap.
That's a rap.
Never heard a Jewish girl rap until now. Thank you very much. And good night. Again, if the show could finish in a few minutes, that would be quite a way for me to go.
A climax, yeah.
End on a high.
It would be amazing. It really, really would. Well, we are here, obviously, until 5 o'clock tomorrow. So do keep your donations coming through. This is all for the He for She campaign. Mm-hmm. Men and women working together, gender equality. I think we really are showing that. Let's, Eartha, being in football, mm-hmm. men and women working together, do you see a change of women's football becoming bigger? Because it is growing. It's on the up, isn't it?
It's absolutely massive. I just think I'm 10 years... Yeah. Too early. If only I'd slowed myself down on that race to the end. I would have been coming out now and I would have been making some money. But yeah, the game is growing massively. Mm-hmm. They've got a league change coming up in the summer. So there's going to be this new professional league and then the others at the bottom.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can only be getting bigger and better. If girls are playing more regularly, they're going to be getting better. The mm-hmm. quality is going to be getting better. And we're going to win the World Cup in 2093.
Boom. Hey. I'll put money on that.
Realistic goals.
Yeah. Realistic goals. Smart target.
Yeah. Spurs. Love it. Love being. I love got fellow Spurs person here right now.
I mean, boo Spurs. I'm sorry. I'm going to West Ham tomorrow. Yeah, oh, that went down terribly,
popped
didn't
the
it?
The bubble. Yeah.
Literally.
You expect to happen.
No, I was going so well.
QPR. You've got to support QPR.
I love it. You're literally like, I have just been banished.
I know.
But you know what?
Literally, that's the last thing I'm going
to
say.
It's true, because I've got to say goodbye to both of
them. Yeah, there's a thing coming up. Literally, now it's written on the screen, say thanks and bye to Patrick and Jack.
West Ham fan.
Yeah, mention West Ham, get him out.
Well, West Ham fan. Patrick and Jack, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Have you enjoyed
it? You're doing an amazing job. Yeah, we had a great time.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah. And like how people are saying, you're doing a great job. Let me get to the early hours and then say that, because I tell you, God knows what's going to happen.
I'll tell you how bad a job you're
doing. No, you're going to phone in.
That's not going to happen. You're
legally binding, you're going to phone in. But thank you both for joining us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Everyone else, don't go anywhere. We are going to play Give Me by Reed. I'll see you in a few minutes.